So in Mishnah 3, Ali Chavin Bechala Paturim Min HaMasras. These things are liable to Chala, but exempt from Masras, from tithing. So if one of these things we're going to mention, so let's Haleket VaShechecha VaPeah, Leket Shechecha and Peah, the gifts to the poor that a person gives from his field, they're not tithed. You don't tithe them, you just give them to the poor person. But when the poor person makes dough out of it, of these five species, he still has to give chala, even though there's no obligation to tithe. But hefka, so to ownerless produce. If there's ownerless produce, it doesn't have to be tithed. But if a person makes bread out of it, when he makes the dough, he's got to give some to the kohen. U'masa rishon shenitla trumaso, masa rishon, the gift to the levi. If it hasn't had its truma gedola, normally we've said before you have to give it in order. You have to give truma gedola, the first truma, the tithe to the kohen, then maaser rishon to the levi, then he gives a tithe to the kohen also, and then you give the second tithe, the maaser shani. So what happens if they never gave the truma gedola? You straight away give and you give to the levi. Not allowed to do this, but you do it. So in that case over there, we learn out from verses, you don't have to go back and give to the kohen. You don't go back and give to the kohen. So such produce, although you don't have to give to the kohen, if you make dough out of it, you have to take challah and you have to give it to the kohen. U'masa shani v'hekdesh niftu, masa shani and hekdesh, which has been redeemed, meaning that at the time when it became liable for tithing, it was sanctified. It was given to the temple before that point, and then you redeemed it back afterwards. In all of these cases, you don't have to give the tithes, but you do have to give challah from it. U'moyser ha'omer, the leftover, the omer offering. When they gave the omer offering, whatever was left over didn't need to be tithed, but you did have to give challah if you made a dough out of that. U'tfuah shiloh ha'vi'ashlish, produce which has grown, has not reached a third of its growth. Remember we said it has to be a third of its growth before you tithe it, but if you harvest it before, then you don't have to tithe it, but you do have to give challah from it. Rabbi Lezer Aimer Tfushla Vyashlish Paturin Mina Challah. He says, no, if it hasn't reached a third, it's also exempt from challah. You also, if you make bread out of it, you don't have to give challah from that. But he brings over here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Lezer, so you would have to give a challah portion to the kohen if you make dough out of produce that hasn't grown a third.